Hello and welcome to Unity Presbyterian Church Online. This week is Youth Sunday, so the message is brought to you by three of our amazing young people. Let's listen.
Today's scripture reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 2a. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Today is Youth Sunday, and Alyssa, Ashley, and myself are going to be focusing on Romans chapter 12, verse 2a, and how that verse relates to each of us. Romans 12, 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. The message I took from Romans 12, 2 is the importance of thinking for oneself and not following the crowd, and doing in a way it will please God. However, I found out it wasn't as easy as I thought it was. As I was writing down ideas and thinking about the message I wanted to convey, I didn't see myself as a follower. I thought of myself as more of a leader. While in reality, there have been many moments where that may be the case. In reality, I'm guilty of being the exact opposite, far more than I realized. Here's a fine, or not so fine, example of my humility. I wrote this last night at 10 p.m. because I thought, if other people can write a paper in less than a day, then so can I. My school and work schedule have been hectic. I thought I could easily put something through thoughtful together, and the words would spill out onto my computer screen quickly. I want to give shout-outs of respect to Pastor David and Dana. It does take time, patience, and wisdom, and thought, and lots of it. I definitely felt humbled. I questioned myself on my ability to think for myself. How easily am I swayed by what others do? I found myself conforming to the pattern of this world, just as the reading is telling us not to. Sadly, I've come to realize to do that far more than I realize, following the crowd and not doing what pleases God. I waited till the last second to do something that I was given a week to, but why? Well, I follow my friends who are able to create essays or study for a test, etc., and have great results. I've come to realize I have many strengths and weaknesses. I often struggle with focusing on one thing. I procrastinate, daydream, whatever it is. If I followed the crowd less and paid attention to what works best for me, I wouldn't struggle so much. I ended up being a better version of myself, which would please God, my parents, and myself. I learned a good lesson about myself while putting this sermon together, and I got to see myself in light I obviously ignored in the past. Maybe that was God's grace working through me, along with help from my mom, who called me out for procrastinating all the time. I hope with God's grace and a personal awareness, I can make better choices that keep me focused on being a better version of me. I know it will take effort and going out of my comfort zone. We have been willing to go through change and step away from the world we once knew and follow the footsteps that Jesus left for us. What does it mean, though, to conform to the world? Is it giving into sins or following others into things right or wrong without thought? The author of several articles I read compared the world to a world system. We are a part of that system, and we are basically in default mode by having any changes as we follow that those around us are doing. By making a conscious effort to make changes and lead in a positive way is how the process of renewing your mind comes in. This helps us drift away from that default setting and lead us to becoming our own person, the person that God wants us to be. There are many ways of becoming that person God wants us to be, such as attending youth group, which I've always enjoyed. We are able to learn lessons about God and his wise words, and as groups, we are able to form a positive bond to each other. Through these connections, we are able to form friendships, and together we can better connect to God. We have worked together as a group doing service projects, and that has inspired many of us to go outside of the church and volunteer, make new connections, and allow our hearts and minds to grow in a way that pleases him. Another way is attending church. Even in COVID, we are gathering over the internet. Attending a church that focuses on God's word and Jesus is a helpful way of renewing our minds to God and cleansing our minds and hearts so we can be our best selves and make positive impacts in our lives and in others' lives. Quiet prayer and reflection is one way that can take place anytime, anywhere, and can truly resent a busy mind. We are connected with God and seek the Holy Spirit, which may lead us to what they are in search of. peace in our hearts and minds through God's grace. As I'm finishing this off, I realized while reading this verse is though, although we are all different, we are all still the same through the Lord. It just depends on how you use that difference for good or not. You can be in that default setting of just being another follower in the system, or you can break away from that and do your own thing through God and being able to have that connection with God. So how do you make the difference in your life? I know that starting this, I was a part of that system, but as I read on and looked more and more into the reading, I realized I am not just a follower, but a follower of God. And because of that, I've been able to renew my mind and become closer to God. Thus, I won't be making the mistake of waiting until the last minute to do something. I use my time preciously. We only have a certain amount of time to make an impact, so don't waste it.
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2, a powerful statement, especially given the circumstance of our world right now. Just think about it. What do you think this part of the Romans verse means? God really thought to himself, let's change things up a bit. Let's experience something that has never happened before in our lives. It would not be a surprise to anyone for me to say that since March, it may seem as our lives got turned upside down. Personally, I like having my own bubble in space. But there are also challenges. For some, school is different, work is not the same, and others are restricted from seeing their family and loved ones. You may think that this is a horrible time that we are going through. Sure, it can be with that mindset. But God challenges us through life, and he just saw this as something else that we will get past. It may be just me, but I tend to have a busy schedule for being a teenager. I have online school every day, along with homework and gymnastics 20 hours a week. But let me tell you, this is way better than how my days have gone from previous years. I would wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and get back to my house at 9 p.m. Every day I would be exhausted and just look forward to getting to my bed. I rarely saw my family and never had any other free time. Since March, this has all changed. I can get up at any time before noon and only have to be in Zooms for 3 hours a day. Going from 7 hours of school to only 3 hours of school is a big change, but for me, in the best way possible. I have so much more time to go outside, have downtime, and even spend time with my family. Just because we can't do many things outside of our own house right now does not mean that you only have to focus on the downsides. I guarantee you that some good has come to you in these last 7 months. To me, this quarantine has been like coming up for fresh air. I know that I am only 15 years old, but I have really benefited from having more time on my hands. I have started to focus and appreciate the small things that I am given in life. From going on a walk around the neighborhood to having movie night with my family. It has been quite a few years since I have done activities like this. My family and I caught up with each other, and it seems as if we missed a few years of each other's lives. And for now, I will not think of these months as a burden, but a blessing. I hope that you feel the same way that I do. Yes, there have been challenges that we have faced along the way, but what isn't a little hardship in life? No one ever said it was going to be easy, especially God. You aren't fully living if you never faced a challenge. I bet that everyone has been through something harder than they expected, but you are still here, so I'm guessing that you got through it. And just know, whatever hardships you face, God will be with you through it all. At the beginning of quarantine, I wondered why God put this on us. But over time, I started to realize how much I grew and developed. I started to appreciate the little things in life. And then I knew that everything happens for a reason. If you haven't found your reason, I hope you do. Because while you still may be searching, God knows what He has in store for you.
Just when you think that you have your pattern down pat in life, just remember, God sees you and he won't let that last for long. I want to ask you a question, but don't let it be a yes or no answer. Dig deep and be honest to yourself. Have you only thought about the horrible things quarantine has been? Or what quarantine has done to you? Why or why not? Because if so, we need to change that up a bit. Trust me, my parents have taught me to think more on the positive side rather than the negative, and I see where they're coming from. I want to let you know, my mood has changed completely from changing my own mindset. I went from only seeing the negative to thinking of everything positive, even the smallest things that can happen, like a sunny day rather than it raining. I get to go outside for longer, which makes it a much better day. It just changes the mood when you have a different mindset. If you have asked me what has been tough about the pandemic, I could list many things. But when we are just being closed-minded, we can't open up our eyes to all the beautiful things that have come. Maybe you have had more time to watch your favorite TV show, catch up on your scrapbooking or knitting. If not, we still have time. There are still 24 hours in a day, and that's not going to change. Find something that can change your negative thinking of quarantine. If you are happy and have an open mind, that changes the game of being in a pandemic. Because as said in Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if you think like this Romans verse, your life may come back to right side up.
The first part of our Youth Sunday verse, Romans 12, verse 2, is do not conform to the pattern of this world. Paul instructs us to not conform to the pattern of this world. What does that mean? I think we can all interpret that in a different way. For high school students like me, some of these norms may be drinking, doing drugs, cheating on schoolwork, bullying others because it makes you seem better. And this is the big one, social media. Social media is huge, especially in my generation. Those of you that use social media know that it portrays ridiculous expectations, especially for teens, such as having the perfect body, having a large group of friends, and going to the right places. These expectations pushed through social media may be true for adults as well. This is not just social media, it is also on television. Images of the expected norm are everywhere. Recently, social media has become extremely polarized regarding politics. Horrible things are said about opinions that are different from the majority on social media. Different opinions are discredited and destroyed by name-calling and shaming. For example, if your personal opinion is this, then you are that, according to the majority of social media. Negative comments and generalizations are not usually directed at a certain individual, but rather an entire group with a different opinion. The conformity seems to be harassing those who do not conform with the majority. Upon seeing this division and negativity, I decided to take a break from social media for about a week over the summer. This helped me to remove my mind, which brings us to the next part of Romans 12, verse 2. Paul writes for us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Everyone does this in a different way. For some, it may be putting social media away for a few days. I found this to be very helpful. Others may find that meditation assists them in renewing their mind. Some people may find that going for a run renews their mental state. Reading, playing piano, sleeping, traveling to the beach or the mountains. There are millions of ways to renew your mind and step back and take a break from the rush of everyday life. Upon clearing our heads, we can better discern what God's will is for us. So what is God's will? While we may not have a bright red arrow pointing directly to God's will, we have a pretty good understanding of what his will is not. It's probably not the nasty comments on social media. It's certainly not bullying, and it's not anything negative. God's will is positive and kind. We know this from various Bible stories that show Jesus being kind no matter the circumstance. If we ever find ourselves debating which direction to go in a situation, we should choose the path with more positive outcomes. Distinguishing between right and wrong plays a major role in discerning God's will. So how do we figure out what is right? Everyone decides what is right and what is wrong through many different ways. Some may look to role models in their life. As for me, those role models are youth mentors such as Andy and Naomi Priola, Bud Freeman, and Barbara Winkles. Also, my parents, my grandparents, various volleyball coaches. Every one of these people show me that kindness is the most important virtue for me to have. Another way to figure out right from wrong is looking back on various life experiences that taught you valuable lessons for the future. Yes, doing the right thing is sometimes hard for us. We're only human. For example, when you are getting yelled at by a difficult customer at work, it is extremely tempting to yell right back. Doing the wrong thing is sometimes the easier option in the moment. However, what do you think God's will is in this situation? Is it to be just as rude as a difficult customer, or is it to address them with utmost respect and be as accommodating as possible? The second option is more kind and more positive, therefore it must be God's will. Many of you know that yes, this is very difficult to do, but being kind is the right thing. Kindness is always the right thing. God's will is perfect and good. It always means well. He will guide you in the right direction. Again, you will not have a clear choice of exactly what God's will is. We must open our minds as we are in a tough situation and listen and search for the positive direction.
If you would like more information about Unity Presbyterian Church, please visit our website at www.unitypres.org or visit us on Facebook. This is the Unity Presbyterian Church Podcast. Have a great week.